Hello, listeners, and welcome to Steve's Music Show for this week. Now, before we kick in, I want to apologize in advance because I took over the music show a few weeks ago and it's been going pretty well since then. But James has been missing his James's pick and he had a little cry. Yes. So next week, it's going to be James running the music show. I don't know what sort of dreadful monstrosities he's going to pick to play at you, but I'm sure they're going to be terrible. I'm sorry about that. But for this week, we're going to kick straight in with Dan Bull, who's a great little artist doing a hip-hop track about ACTA. If you don't know much about ACTA, you can go check out Pirate Party Radio. The links are on our website. I'm sure they're still going on about it because it's pretty crazy stuff. Anyway, here is your first track for this week.
Gotta thank Jay-Z for this one. He did a song about what he thought was destroying our rich musical culture. But I don't think it's auto-tune. It's something much worse. Only rapper to be called a thief without stealing. Download an MP3 for free, these people hit the ceiling. I'm just a citizen that's teaching you a lesson for restricting my freedom of expression. How can ideas be possessions when they're freely replicable? Hence, unapplicable property laws are reprehensible. Didn't Jefferson express his opinion on the matter when he said invention shouldn't be given a patent? What happened to that thinking? We're stuck in a pattern where the people with everything are keeping everything from us who haven't. We want it back, look, fed up of adverts. Left and right begging me to buy till there's nothing left of mine to spend. Never mind, who's next in line to testify that we need laws like these to protect our rights? Medicine has never been something I'd ever deprive, especially when a life depends on it to survive. Yeah, it takes an incredible effort to develop a right, but putting wealth over health, I said it's never been right. What will kill creativity if it's not the overload of conveyor belt manufactured ringtone pop? It must be amateur producers using uncleared samples to advance the legacy of the artists that inspire them. I'm just a citizen that's teaching you a lesson for restricting my freedom of expression. And I reckon if old blues themes hadn't been used by Led Zeppelin, we wouldn't ever have any heavy metal, and the history of music would have never even happened, and a music leader wouldn't even be a Metallica to tell us that we should hang on the gallows of law, so we wouldn't even need to have a gallows report. Oh, and by the way, the freaking gallows support is made of signatures which have been apparently forged. This shit is sinister and cannot be allowed to enforce. So tell your ministers and MEPs of how it's been brought about, although you'll probably get a shallow retort because the lobbyists have got a grip around all their balls. If I was boss, I'd tell them get the hell out the door, because I've had enough of corrupt crooks ramming through laws. What will kill creativity if it's not the fact we can't even download a song we've heard a thousand times on the radio without being charged for the privilege? It must be the fans lovingly crafting mixtapes and mashups to share with like-minded musical enthusiasts. I'm just a citizen that's teaching you a lesson for restricting my freedom of expression. Yes, and deep packet inspection, squeeze that of your rectum. If your postman did that to you, you'd be having him sectioned, arrested for meddling in your private affairs. But it's only online, right? So why should we care? Because digital rights should be applicable right here in real life. And we're not criminals, right? So this is just why we'll never give up the fight to be considered innocent until we kick up and die. Giving internet providers responsibility for the whims of their subscribers infringes privacy. Before the internet, media was a rarity, but how do you expect it to keep its value without scarcity? And that's what scares me, seeing their cons and schemes to stop their creaking business model being obsolete. What a robbery they pull off so obviously. Don't give a fuck who it affects as long as it's not me. Well, I'll keep making copies, see if they can stop me. They'll have to confiscate my PC and take it off me. See, there's no problem with taking my property for creating some lines of binary blatant hypocrisy. Afraid to face the controversy related to what we need, making a profit off it or breaking monopolies. What will kill creativity if it's not the stranglehold the record industry has over broadcasting media, meaning only the chosen few marketable marionettes get a sliver of the pie while the rest fight for the stuff?
Good, huh? Ah, there you go. Now, this next one is from a band I was a big fan of theirs back in the day. This is Cake, with a little taste of some of their newer stuff.
Well, you're CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs, sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first? Now, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? Did you pay for the chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show? And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as the soda cans dozens of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? All right. Destruction doesn't hurt them. Your chaos won't convert them. They're so happy to rebuild it. You'll never really kill it. Yeah, excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking what they're selling. Excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking.
There with the rock and roll lifestyle. Now to the final song for this week, and this one is by Pirjant Lobogriz, who has featured on our show a few times. He's quite a good little guitarist, and it's nice to know that new artists aren't feeling the need to copy other musicians, like Santana, just for example. No one could ever claim that this song sounds anything like, say, his version of Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. Yeah, it would be particularly cruel of you to try and sing that song to the first few bars, despite the fact that it fits perfectly. Nonetheless, here is Pirjant Lobogriz with Sensual Touch. We will be back tomorrow with our first GSS show for the new week. Till then, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.